This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, ta'awudhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program, Sacred City of Mecca, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll talk about the sacredness of this holy city. And today we've got our brother Wasim Abbas with us. Before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention that inshallah I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can make an intention that you will watch this program from start till end. You'll remember what you learn and you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Today we are talking about city, which is the city of Makkatul Mukarrama. Today we are talking about that city which is city of birth of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So let's go towards our guest speaker, Wasim Abbas bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, how are you?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As you know, as soon as the month Dhul Hijjatul Haram arrives, the scenes of Hajj, mashallah, they are recalled, and definitely Hajj has got a nisbat, a relationship with beautiful city, the holy city of Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema. So today, inshallah, as you are aware, the topic is this. So how are you going to start with when we talk about the blessings and excellence and sacredness of this city on the face of this earth?
MashaAllah, Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Takreema, is such an esteemed and honored city that not only blesses those who get the privilege and honor of visiting it, but also blesses those who love the city, who have association towards that city, who have the yearning to visit that city. And many excellences of the city have also been stated in many ahadith. Now, when we talk about the excellences of the city, they are countless, but some of them, inshallah, we'll mention today. This is one of those cities, or in fact the only city on the face of the earth, that if someone travels towards the city of Mecca with the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah and passes away during this journey, even he gets reward until the Day of Judgment. And this excellence cannot be found in any other city. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that whoever had the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah and met his death in the same state in Haraman, i.e. in Mecca or Medina, Allah Almighty would resurrect him on the Day of Judgment in such a state that he would neither face accountability nor would he be tormented. So this is the excellence of the one, this is the virtue that one attains if he passes away, if he is traveling towards Haramain at with the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah. And in another narration it has been stated, بُعِثَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, meaning that he will be resurrected among the people who attain peace on the Day of Judgment. Who will be in peace on the Day of Judgment, such a person will be resurrected with them. So such great virtue and excellence has been mentioned in this hadith regarding those who pass away during this sacred journey, that on the Day of Judgment there will be no accountability for him, he will not be tormented. And in another narration we are being told that he will be raised among those who are the people of peace.
Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we have heard about a beautiful blessing mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that if someone even just walks towards the city with an intention of Hajj and Umrah, makes his journey towards that city, Allahu Akbar, if he passes away on the way and he gets such a great blessing that he will be amongst the people of peace on the day of judgment. But see, must be, if we move further about the blessings of this city, there are so many other excellences, like mashallah, Kaabatullah Sharif is inside this city, and then Maqam-e Ibrahim is in this city. If you talk about Jabal Abu Qubais is in this city, Ghari Hira is there, and there are so many other Sha'air of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Safa and Marwa. Could you please mention a few other excellences mentioned in the books?
MashaAllah, just this excellence which you've just mentioned regarding the Sha'air, the symbols of Allah Almighty being present in the city, is quite enough for us to understand the excellence and sacredness of the city. When we talk about those symbols of Allah Almighty, they are in large number which are present within the city. And in addition to that, there are many other excellences also that are attached with the sacred city. Some of them, such as, this is the city of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the city in which the beloved of Allah Almighty was born in. So this excellence, this distinctive feature, is only specific with Makkah al-Mukarramah. No other city is blessed with this excellence. Furthermore, Makkah is that city from which, so this is that city where Islam started to grow from. Furthermore, the Holy Kaaba is also located here. The holiest site for Muslims, the Holy Kaaba, is also situated in Makkah. And Muslims from all over the world, they face towards the direction of Kaabatullah Sharif to perform their prayers, to perform their salah. So, in effect, they are facing towards Makkatul Mukarramah to offer their salah. And Masjidul Haram is also situated in Makkatul Mukarramah, where offering one salah is equal to offering 100,000 salahs. The well of Zamzam water is also present in Makkatul Mukarramah, the purest of the waters of this world, Zamzam Sharif, which is also located over there. Hajar-e Aswad again has its own distinctive features and excellences that is also present in Makkatul Mukarramah. You have Maqam-e Ibrahim present over there, you have Safa and Marwa that are present over there. And another distinction that Makkatul Mukarramah has is that anyone from outside Miqat, if he wants to enter Makkatul Mukarramah, he has to come in the state of Ihram. Without being in the state of Ihram, he cannot enter the boundaries of Miqat if he wants to enter Makkatul Mukarramah. Again, this excellence is not given to any other city on the face of this earth. You can enter whichever city you want, in whichever way you want to, but when it comes to Makkatul Mukarramah, it is not like any other ordinary city. So if you are entering Makkatul Mukarramah from outside Miqat, you have to be in the state of Ihram. And then we all know that one of the biggest obligation, one of the biggest pillars of our faith, Hajj, is also performed in Makkatul Mukarramah. The person who enters the sacred city will be protected. He is amongst the people of Aman. He will be protected. The person who endures, who bears the heat of Makkatul Mukarramah for a while, the hellfire gets removed from him. Where else would you find this excellence? So the one who bears the heat of Makkatul Mukarramah for a moment, he will be freed from the hellfire. Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, where the first revelation was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is also situated in the same very city. And another amazing fact, Rizwan bhai, for Makkatul Mukarramah is that the fruits of all the seasons you'll find over there. Despite the climate is not very friendly in terms of growing those fruits over there, but whichever time of the year you go over there, you travel over there, you'll find fruits of all seasons over there. This is again a beautiful excellence and a blessing that Allah Almighty blessed this city with. Then when we come on the miracles of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the ascension towards the heavens, the miracle of Mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took place over here. The miracle of the splitting of moon also took place in Makkatul Mukarramah. And Sayyidina Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he will appear, he will also appear in Makkatul Mukarramah. And above all, Rizwan bhai, above all, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of the creation, he spent 53 years of his apparent life in Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadahallahu sharafu wa takreema. So in a nutshell, these were some of the distinctive features of Makkatul Mukarramah that are not carried by any other city in this world.
No doubt. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we can go on and on and on, mention, subhanAllah, these blessings, these speeches. Some of them, they are highlighted by Muballigh of Dawat Islami beautifully, as you've heard. And inshallah, now we'll talk about a few of them on their own, separately. And inshallah, we'll give you some information regarding them. And definitely, you would understand this. The city, these all features, they are related in some shape or form with this blessed city which we are talking about today, Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadaha Allahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Very important in Masjid al-Haram, house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ka'batullah Sharif, it has got its own sacredness and blessing. An attachment with Muslims around the world, alhamdulillah, they face towards that whenever they want to pray their salah. I would like to tell you that Sayyidina Wahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states that it is mentioned in the blessed Torah that on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will send 700,000 of His muqarrab angels, high ranked angels will be sent. How many? 700,000. Allahu Akbar. And they will be holding a gold chain in their hands. What will they do? Allah Almighty will say then, go, tie Kaaba in these chains and bring it to the Mahshar. Allahu Akbar. These angels will go, tie it up with chains and start dragging it. One angel from the heavens will proclaim, ask for your desire. Then the holy Kaaba will humbly say to Almighty Allah, O Allah Almighty, accept my intercession, shafa'ah, in the favor of those believers who are buried next to me, subhanAllah. Wasim Bhabi, we're talking about the sacredness of those people. Even they make their journey towards this blessed city, towards this Kaaba. Imagine the blessing of those, subhanAllah, as mentioned here, those they go to Hajj and they pass away there, they die there, and then they get buried there. And for them, Kaabatullah Sharif will do shafa'ah, intercession. Allahu Akbar. And further, it is mentioned, then the holy Kaaba will hear the voice, what? I have accepted your request. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala states, then those buried in Makkatul Mukarramah will be resurrected. Their faces will be bright. They would be reciting talbiyah. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, subhanAllah. And then being gathered around the Kaaba in the state of Ihram. Allahu Akbar. Even at that moment, they will be gathered in the state of Ihram. Then the angels will say, O Kaaba, now proceed. Now what will happen, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel? So it will say, I will not proceed until my request is fulfilled. Allahu Ghani. One angel from the heavens will proclaim, ask your desire, your desire will be fulfilled. So the holy Kaaba will say, O Allah Almighty, your sinful servants who collectively came to me from far away places, they left their houses and friends. They performed the rites of Hajj as per your commandment. Out of the procession of beholding me and your obedience, I ask you to accept my intercession in their favor. SubhanAllah. Grant them peace from the anxiety of the judgment day and gather them around me. Dear respected viewers, then one angel will say, O Kaaba, there will also be such people among them who have committed sins after performing your tawaf and would have made hell wajib upon them by remaining persistent upon those sins. Now the Kaaba will say, O Allah Almighty, accept my intercession in the favor of those sinners too whom the hell has become wajib upon. Then Allah Almighty will say, I have accepted your intercession in their favor. Then the same angel will proclaim, whoever beheld the holy Kaaba, separate from the other people. Allah Almighty will gather them all around the holy Kaaba. Their faces will be bright and they will proclaim the talbiyah. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. While performing tawaf, having no fear of the hell, the angel will say again, O Kaaba, proceed. The holy Kaaba will read out talbiyah. I.e. labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, in the following manner. And Kaaba will say, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, wal khayru kulluh, bi yadayk, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Allahu Akbar. This is what the Holy Kaaba will recite when angels will put it to the plains of Mahshar. How fortunate are those, they go to this blessed city. How fortunate are those, they do tawaf of this Holy Kaaba. And inshallah, how fortunate are those, they die in this blessed city. And for them, this Kaaba will do shafa. Ji Wasim bhai, what would you say to this beautiful narration by Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh?
MashaAllah, very faith refreshing and faith enlightening account that Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has mentioned. And we also come to know regarding the sacredness of Ka'batullah Sharif, and at the same time when Ka'batullah Sharif is sacred, then it also highlights again the importance of the city of Makkah in which Ka'batullah Sharif is located.
Subhanallah.
So Alhamdulillah, we're fortunate to have been given this opportunity to visit Makkah al-Mukarramah Sharif, to behold Ka'batullah Sharif. And the excellence of Ka'batullah Sharif is so much that if you think about it, the certain act of worship, which is of tawaf, and beholding Ka'batullah Sharif in its own is also an act of worship. Now, the certain act of worship of performing tawaf cannot be performed anywhere else in the world. So this, again, distinctive feature is specific only with Ka'batullah Sharif, only with Makkatul Mukarramah. As some ulama, they even mentioned that when you are in Makkatul Mukarramah Sharif, apart from our fard acts of worship, we should try to perform as many tawaf as we can, then any other acts of optional worship, because other acts of worship we can also perform elsewhere in the world. But tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif is that particular act of worship that can only be performed in Makkatul Mukarramah, only over there. So why waste this opportunity? So Alhamdulillah, this mindset they also give us. So when we talk about Ka'batullah Sharif, Ka'batullah Sharif is that place which is the heartbeat of the millions of Muslims around the world. Muslims, they are eager to behold Ka'batullah Sharif, to visit it, to perform its tawaf. And as mashallah, you beautifully mentioned, Ka'batullah Sharif has its own distinctions, its own merits, virtues, which again are written in the books of hadith, and even in the glorious Quran it has been mentioned at many places. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Baqarah, verse 125, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. In translation from Kanzul Iman, and recall when we made this house, i.e. the Kaaba, a focal point for the people and a place of safety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Khana Kaaba Sharif in these words in Surah Baqarah. And in the commentary of this verse, the respected Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes in Khazainul Irfan that the word bayt, i.e. house, in this verse refers to the Holy Kaaba and includes the entire sacred haram, Ka'batullah Sharif, as well as the entire haram. And to make it amn, i.e. a place of safety, means that killing and violence are haram, i.e. unlawful in the haram of the Kaaba. Or it implies that even prey is safe there. Lions and wolves do not chase their prey either in haram and return without attacking them. Another opinion is that a believer becomes safe from torment upon entering haram. Haram is called haram because murder and hunting are haram and prohibited in it. If a criminal enters haram, he will not be apprehended in it. So these are the distinctions again of Ka'batullah Sharif, of haram, of the boundaries of haram that have been mentioned in the glorious Quran and tafsir of this verse which we come to know. So what a beautiful city Makkatul Mukarramah Alhamdulillah is, and what beautiful distinctions Ka'batullah Sharif has, which is located, situated inside Makkah. Even animals, they don't chase their prey, they don't harm the other animals. Even if a murderer, if a criminal enters the boundaries of haram, he will not be apprehended over there. It is haram to kill anyone over there. It is haram to execute anyone inside Haram.
It's one of the reasons that's why this masjid is known as Masjidul Haram.
Indeed.
My dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, you heard beautiful points regarding Ka'batullah Sharif and Masjidul Haram and Haram Sharif. Now, let me mention you another beautiful narration. The throne of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was flying in the air. When it passed by the Holy Kaaba, the Kaaba cried and humbly said in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, "One prophet out of your prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, and one army out of your armies passed by me. They neither descended here nor offered salah." Upon this, Allah Almighty said, "Do not cry. I will make your Hajj firm upon my bondsmen. They will rush towards you the way birds rush towards their nests, and they will come crying, running to you the way a she camel runs to her child. I will make the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam be born in your city, who is most beloved to me out of all the prophets alayhi salatu wa salam." This is mentioned in Tafsir Baghawi. My dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, did you see, subhanallah, what a blessing this beautiful city of Mecca and this beautiful house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala carry. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we go again and again, again and again to this blessed city and to Masjidul Haram and perform tawaf. Wasim bhai, taking this discussion further, what would you like to add regarding this sacred city of Holy Mecca?
MashaAllah. There have been many narrations again that we come across through which our hearts rejoice by reading them, going through them, when we come across the excellences of Makkah that have been mentioned in it. Alhamdulillah, Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Takrima, is that city which has also been praised or honored and considered to be very reverend and very esteemed by companions alayhim ridwan as well, and that many instances they also expressed their opinions regarding Makkatul Mukarrama in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As there's a beautiful narration in front of me where Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when talking about the verse of Surah Balad, La uqsimu bihaz al-balad. So pointing towards this verse, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You are so dignified in the court of Allah Almighty that He Almighty has sworn an oath only on the name of your blessed life, not on the names of the lives of other prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. Moreover, your rank and status is so elevated in his court that he Almighty has sworn an oath of the soil of your blessed feet through La uqsimu bihad al-balad." So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is expressing his thoughts regarding the sacredness of Makkatul Mukarrama, and within his thoughts is also shown the praise of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So at the same time where he's expressing, where he's highlighting the excellences of Makkah, at the same time the praise of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also being mentioned, that he's in a way mentioning the tafsir of this verse, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of this city, but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this excellence has not been given to any other city, and when He Almighty has taken an oath on your life, this excellence has not been given to any other prophet either, and when Allah Almighty has taken the oath upon the city of Makkatul Mukarramah, that is also because it contains the soil that has touched your blessed feet.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, the ulama, when they mention the beautiful points, really you enjoy when you read them and when you explain them, when the love of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is linked with that. Let me mention Sayyidina Allama Qutbuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that prayers are accepted at the blessed place of the birth of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. As earlier mentioned by Muballigh of Dawat Islami, this sacred city contains a beautiful feature that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born in this city. And we come to know that this place where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, if you go there, near that place, du'as are accepted. Now, that blessed house has been replaced with a library and has a board which reads, Maktabatu Makkah al-Mukarramah. So this is what is written. So if you get a chance to go to Umrah, if you get a chance to go to Hajj, so if you go near the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then don't forget to make dua, because duas are accepted. And that is also situated inside Makkah al-Mukarramah, which we are talking about, alhamdulillah, in our program today, its sacredness, its blessing. Another blessing which is mentioned here, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had begun the invitation towards Islam in Makkah, as earlier explained by Muballigh of Dawat Islam. And the Holy Kaaba is in Makkah, where Tawaf is performed, and the place where the whole world faces when offering Salah, that is also placed there. Let me mention you just one blessing of performing Tawaf, then you can imagine, subhanAllah, how sacred the city is and what are the sacred acts one can perform when he goes to this blessed city. Whoever performs the rounds of Tawaf and keeps count of them and offers 2 rakat Salah, this will be equivalent to freeing 1 slave. Moreover, 10 virtues are written for his every step taken whilst performing Tawaf. 10 sins are removed and his ranks are elevated 10 times. Wasim Abbas Bhai, as we are talking about the blessings and excellence of Makkatul Mukarramah, and we also touched upon Kaabatullah Sharif, if you can please explain few further excellences and blessings of Kaabatullah Sharif.
MashaAllah. There are many, as we mentioned earlier, but alhamdulillah, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he's also mentioned a few excellences of the Kaabatullah Sharif. InshaAllah, some of them we'll go through, which Mufti Sahib Ali Rahma has mentioned. He states that the famous founder of Bayt al-Muqaddas is Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas the famous founder of Kaabatullah Sharif is Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So we again come to know that the excellence and or dignity of something can also be judged by its creator, the one who formed it, the one who made it. So if Bayt al-Muqaddas was built by Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and that held very esteemed to us, then imagine the dignity of Kaabatullah Sharif that was built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who's amongst Anbiya Ulul Azm, who holds a higher rank than Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. It is further stated that a lion and a goat drink water at the same place in the haram of Kaaba. Even beasts, they don't hunt other animals in Makkatul Mukarramah, in the haram of Kaabatullah Sharif. Then, in the haram of Kaaba, war and killing are haram until the Day of Judgment. It's not only for now, it is haram until the Day of Judgment. And another beautiful distinction, feature we can say of Kaabatullah Sharif is that it is the source of livelihood for all the Hijazis, all those who reside over there, especially for the inhabitants of Makkah. Although this place is uncultivated with no source of livelihood, but yet the inhabitants of Makkah are still more prosperous than others. This is again a beautiful feature that we normally see, that the land over there is uncultivated, but yet people living over there, they're more prosperous than other people.
Many economical benefits they are received by them, because Hajj is performed,
indeed,
a lot of tourism is attracted, people go there, and mashallah.
Indeed. And then Allah Almighty protected the Holy Kaaba himself by sending swallows and killed the people of elephants. Now this is again another beautiful Ababil feature of Kaabatullah Sharif, that Allah Almighty protected it through Ababil, through swallows, by sending them against the people of elephants. And if we look at Kaabatullah Sharif and the history of Hajj, we come to know that Hajj has never been performed at anywhere else other than Kaabatullah Sharif.
SubhanAllah.
Although Bayt al-Muqaddas was also there, and there was a time when Muslims used to face towards Bayt al-Muqaddas to offer Salah, even then Hajj was never performed over there. Hajj has always been performed in Kaabatullah Sharif, and one pious deed within those boundaries is equal to 100,000 pious deeds. And Kaabatullah Sharif has always been the Qibla of Muslims. always. So these are few distinctive features of Ka'batullah Sharif which Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has mentioned, and which are again very rejoicing for those devotees of the Prophet who hold a yearning to visit and behold Ka'batullah Sharif.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful Madani pearls we learnt about Ka'batullah Sharif, and in one of the corners of Ka'batullah Sharif there is Hajre Aswad. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, that stone, blessed stone that is present there, let's learn about that. Hajar Aswad is heavenly stone. Hajar Aswad and Maqam-e Ibrahim are two heavenly rubies. Maybe a few viewers of Madani Channel may have heard this first time, that these two stones, they are heavenly rubies. Originally, they were very luminous and bright. Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden their noor, brightness in it. If Allah Almighty had not done so, then they would have illuminated the east and west. Allahu Akbar. What a noor they contain, what a brightness they possess. Allahu Ghani. Dear respective viewers, it is further mentioned, when the black stone was put into the wall of the Kaaba, its light spread far and wide in all four directions. Wherever the light reached, that part was set to be a boundary of Haram. Yeah, we were just talking about the boundary of Haram. So wherever its light went, that became the boundary of Haram, in which hunting is prohibited. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has kissed it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu stated, O Hajri Aswad, I know you are a stone, unable to give benefit or loss. Had I not seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I would have never kissed you. Allahu Ghani. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability that we also perform this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to kiss this Hajr-e Aswad. Ameen. Deema Singh Mamaz bhai. Subhanallah. What a great blessing of Ka'batullah Sharif. And then there is Maqam-e Ibrahim. And then there is Hajr-e Aswad. And we have heard about that. What would you say?
It's amazing to go through these narrations. And then we come to realize that how important it is. In fact, it's one of the prerequisites of our faith to love those things that were beloved to the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as we find this from the practice of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he kissed something that was kissed by Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. So he is holding something beloved to himself that was beloved to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. So from this we come to know that anything that has any kind of association, affiliation with the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam and with the beloved of Allah Almighty, we should also hold those things beloved to us. Anything that has any kind of nisbat, any kind of association with the beloved of Allah, that should be beloved to us. And so has Makkatul Mukarramah.
Waseem Abbas bhai, this Hajr-e Aswad will benefit, right? When? On the Day of Judgment. How? It is mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the Day of Judgment, this stone will be raised. It will have two eyes from which it will see, and it will have tongue from which it will speak. It will give testimony in the favor of those who kissed it.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Amazing, amazing. And it all comes back to the same point where we should hold these things as esteemed and honorable for us. Why? Because it has association with the beloved of Allah Almighty wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And all this, of course, to gain these blessings,
one has to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah.
One has to go to the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And there's a beautiful narration in front of me, Rizwan, where amazing fact of Ka'batullah Sharif, which inshaAllah will also perhaps amaze many viewers of Madani Channel as well. Perhaps many of us wouldn't be aware of this fact, that ill birds, those birds who fall ill, they treat themselves through the breeze of Ka'batullah Sharif. This is another distinctive speciality feature of Ka'batullah Sharif. Hazrat Sayyidina Sadrul Afazil Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states in Khazainul Irfan, in the commentary of the 97th verse of Surah Ali Imran, the part of the verse, Fihi Ayatum Bayyinat. In the commentary of this, C.L.A. Rahma mentions that some of the signs that prove its sanctity and excellence are as follows, meaning the sanctity of Ka'batullah Sharif. He states that birds neither sit on the holy Kaaba nor do they fly over it. Rather, they slightly move away from it whilst flying. And the birds that fall ill treat themselves over here by flying through the breeze near the holy Kaaba, which cures them. So birds, when they get ill, what do? They fly through the breeze near the holy Kaaba, and this works as a cure for them. So they attain cure.
Even the environment is blessed.
Indeed. And furthermore, he Ali Rahman states that wild animals do not hurt each other in Haram. And even dogs do not run after deers in the sacred place, nor do they hunt other animals there. People have great attachment to the holy Kaaba in their hearts, and beholding it makes a person shed tears. The souls of saints, awliya karam, gather around the Kaaba every Friday night, i.e. the night of Thursday and Friday. And whoever intends to disrespect the holy Kaaba gets ruined.
Destroyed.
He gets destroyed. So another beautiful feature of holy Kaaba comes in front of us, that ill birds, they attain cure by flying through the breeze of Ka'batullah Sharif. Rizwan, where else would we find this excellence, this virtue? If this is the excellence of the environment of the breeze of Ka'batullah Sharif, imagine the excellence of Ka'batullah Sharif itself. And then imagine the excellence of the city in which Ka'batullah Sharif is located itself. So it all brings us to the same point, where we need to understand that how a sacred Allah Almighty made Makkah al-Mukarramah, that these sacred signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are talking about are all situated and located within Makkah al-Mukarramah.
The Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions in Holy Quran, Inna as-safa wal marwata min sha'airillah. So the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's, one of the signs Allah ta'ala mentions in Quran, that Safa and Marwa, these mountains, they are also present in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, there is one cave that is called Cave of Hira that is also present in this blessed city. The Cave of Hira is in Makkah, where the first revelation descended upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would perform worship and mediation before declaring his risalat, his prophethood. The cave faces the direction of Qibla. Subhanallah, what a beautiful fact it is itself. This is the place where beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam received first revelation. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Allahu Akbar. So the very first revelation of the Holy Quran was revealed inside Mecca, where? In the cave of Hira. And dear respected viewers, the sacred cave is situated in the mountain Hira, towards the eastern side of Masjid al-Haram, about 3 kilometers away. The sacred mountain is also called Jabal-e-Noor. The cave of Hira is greater than the cave of Thor, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam only spent there 3 nights, but in cave of Hira, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam lived for a longer period. So it has got more blessing, more sacredness, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed this place more, and it is placed again in Makkatul Mukarramah.
So we also learn from these narrations, Rizwan. I was just thinking as you were mentioning it, that the element of sacredness and the element of honor is associated with Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more something is associated with the beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam, the more honor
and
it attains. So if the cave of Hira was blessed by Holy Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam for a longer period of time, hence the cave of Hira becomes more superior to the cave of Thor, and cave of Thor becomes more superior to other caves where Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not physically bless those places with his own physical presence. So the element of sacredness and honor and esteem and dignity, everything, it lies with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Regarding the sacredness of Ka'batullah Sharif again, Rizwan bhai, which is located within Makkah al-Mukarramah, it is amazing to know that just to look at Ka'batullah Sharif is also an act of worship.
Subhanallah.
Forget about anything else, performing tawaf or going through other acts of worship. Just sitting over there and looking at Ka'batullah Sharif is also an act of worship. As the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated in one of the ahadith, that looking at the holy Kaaba is worship. Allah. Looking at the holy Quran is worship, and looking at the face of a Muslim scholar is worship. And it also states in another narration that looking towards the Zamzam water is also worship. So we come to know that again, looking at Ka'batullah Sharif, looking at the Zamzam water is also an act of worship. Because if you think about it, Zamzam Sharif is just normal water. We have water in our houses, just turn the tap on, the water will be there. But looking at this water wouldn't be an act of reward. But looking at the Zamzam water is an act of reward. We have a built construction in front of us. Looking at that construction wouldn't make us unreward. But Ka'batullah Sharif is also, if you think about it, a construction. But it is such a construction which is associated with the beloved of Allah Almighty. So looking at this very construction, which is known as Ka'batullah Sharif, is also an act of reward, act of worship for us. So again, we come to know the sacredness of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the sacredness of Ka'batullah Sharif. May Allah Almighty enable us all to physically go over there, visit Ka'batullah Sharif, behold it, perform istawaf, behold Zamzam Sharif, and drink it as well.
Subhanallah. But in respect to viewers, as Muballigh of Dawud Islam mentioned, it is an ibadah to look at the holy Kaaba. And you know, if you get a chance to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah and you go to see the Kaaba Sharif very first time, the first sight you cast and look at the Ka'batullah Sharif, Allahu Akbar, that is the moment when dua is accepted. Don't forget to make a dua at that moment, because dua is accepted when you cast the first sight at Ka'batullah Sharif. And how beautiful your poet says, Kaabe ke dar ke saamne maangi hai ye dua fakat, haathon mein hashr tak rahe daamane Mustafa fakat. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the dua a poet is making, that I have made a dua standing in front of the holy Kaaba, to Allah, may I stay under the mercy of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until the day of judgment. When we live on Iman, and when we die as Muslims, as being the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear respected viewers, let me mention another beautiful fact to you, that Jabal Abi Qubais is also present in this holy city of Mecca. The mountain of Abi Qubais is the world's first ever mountain which is situated outside Masjidul Haram, near Safa and Marwa. Du'as made on this mountain are accepted. The people of Mecca would come to this mountain for du'as during a drought. Dear respected viewers, a mountain in this city is sacred. Du'as are accepted. Now imagine what a great excellence and sacredness the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah possesses. It is stated in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hajr al-Aswad descended from heaven onto mountain of Abi Qubais. This mountain has also been called Al-Amin. During the storm of Nuh, the Hajr al-Aswad remained safe on this mountain. According to one narration, this mountain had called out to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam during the time of the construction of Kaaba. Hajr al-Aswad is here. So this mountain calls out and told Sayyidina Ibrahim that this Hajr al-Aswad is here. Dear respected viewers, this is a beauty of the city. Even if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wills, He can give tongue to the mountain, it can speak. And yes, the mountains spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam itself. The stones spoke with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And there's a famous hadith about Uhud, right? Mountain Uhud, that Uhud loves me and I also love Uhud. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is something we would like to understand, the fact that the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and subhanallah, the sha'air of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala present, and sacred places which are present, they all make the city more sacred and more blessed. Now the time of our program is getting to an end. Wasim Abbas Bhai, in the end, what would you like to share and what message would you like to give to the viewers of Madani Channel?
As we are coming towards the end of this beautiful topic, as we are discussing this, the yearning and passion to visit Makkah al-Mukarramah keeps increasing in our hearts. And there's a beautiful narration before me upon which I would like to end, and it also contains a beautiful message. where it is narrated that Allah Almighty promised the Kaaba that 600,000 people will perform its Hajj every year. So this was a promise made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Ka'batullah Sharif. And further, it is stated that if the number of Hajj pilgrims is less, then Allah Almighty will make up for it through angels. Yes. Now, on the Day of Judgment, the Holy Kaaba will be lifted like a bride on her wedding night. So those who performed its Hajj would be hanging alongside its veils and would be performing tawaf around it to the extent that it, i.e. the Kaaba, will enter paradise along with those people.
Subhanallah.
So this is the dignity of Kaaba, this is the excellence of Kaaba, and how fortunate are those who are able to perform Hajj but solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will enter paradise on the Day of Judgment along with Ka'batullah Sharif, who would have performed Hajj for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are blessed with so much fortune in this world, when we have the financial means, we have the capability, we end up incurring so many other expenses, we spend so much money on so many other worldly needs of ours just on the name of luxuries and so on and so forth, why don't we have the mindset of performing Hajj of Baitullah Sharif when we have those financial means? Look at the reward, look at what sacred city it is, and the beautiful sha'ir, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that exists within that sacred city.
Masha'ala.
So if we have the financial means, if we have the financial capability, don't miss out on this great opportunity of performing Hajj, inshaAllah azzawajal, on the Day of Judgment. We hope from the mercy of Allah Almighty that we will also be hanging along with the veils of Ka'batullah Sharif, performing istawaf, and in this state, inshaAllah azzawajal, we will enter paradise along with Ka'batullah Sharif.
What a beautiful message at the end Muballigh of Dawat Islam has given, that if we have got capability and we've got financial means, then we should not delay going to this blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah. I would like to tell you that if we go for holidays, if we go out and we spend a lot of money, okay, and what will happen? Maybe we will please our eyes for a while, and in some cases we end up sinning. If we cast an eyesight which is haram to look at, then maybe we'll get sin. But can you find a place, even if you look at the Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar, you get reward. Even if you look at the Zamzam water, you get reward. The places you visit, your du'as are accepted. Subhanallah, if you offer one salah, 100,000 times multiplied reward, where else will you get? And that is in Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadahallahu sharfa wa ta'zima. And that's all for today. We hope you must have enjoyed this program and must have increased your knowledge. Keep watching. Madani channel will bring you other beautiful programs like this. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life.